What number of season is this for you?
This is number 13 for me.
Lucky number 13.
Yeah, it was. It was a lucky season for a lot of people up there.
So each season has its own feel. What was the defining feature of this season?
I'd have to say it was the year of like contrast, because I had like one of the coldest Mays ever, and everybody knows how, you know, cold May was, and even April still had tons of snow. And so I went from like a super cold month to within a week having like some of the warmer temperatures I've ever had up there. It just seemed like it just happened so fast. And the next thing you know, we had this huge high pressure and it was hot. Super hot. With the warm weather, the sunny weather, came some dangers too, but everybody stayed safe. And having decided if everybody was just being extra safe or they were just lucky, I don't know. We had very few search and rescues. One fatality that was a heart attack, but there's some rock fall that, you know, could have been potentially dangerous up there. But everybody turned to night schedules, even up high. Everybody was on a night schedule, which was a little unusual to be on, you know, that at 16, you know, above 16. But people were concerned about it. There was some rock fall around Windy Corner and then up at the 14 camp. So everybody was paying pretty close attention to that. But everybody stayed really safe. And, you know, the Rangers were twiddling their thumbs, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I guess that's what we want. Yeah. Just a few days ago, there was an airplane with some scenic passengers on the Ruth Glacier for a few nights.
Oh, yeah.
Is it common or uncommon to have something like that happen at base camp? And yeah, what role do you have?
Oh, yeah. I've had planes that got stuck. It's, you know, it's pretty uncommon to have, you know, people get stuck, but boy, I've never had people up there that were upset. Everybody was super psyched. They were considered themselves lucky, and oh, do we have to pay extra for this? No. But yeah, so you just take care of them. You put them in your tent and entertain them and cook them dinner, and they're pretty excited. They think, you know, oh, they have a good story to tell. And yeah, so I've been lucky with the people that have gotten stuck at base camp. They've been awesome, so, and they enjoyed it for sure.
The Denali Report is made possible in part by a contribution from K2 Aviation, offering climber support and flight seeing tours.